Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time once again for Love 'Em or List 'Em. You call in with your dubious dating debacles, and we'll help you decide whether you should love 'em.
Hey, baby, you want to go out?
Or List 'Em.
See ya.
I love it that you call in and you trust in our mixed listeners to help you make the right decision. And today, guys, we have Catherine. Catherine, you got a story for us?
I do.
Okay.
I'm debating what to do. I've been in a relationship for 5 years with my boyfriend, and I do love and care about him, but I'm just debating what to do. And I've been trying to get opinions from friends, family, and now I just want to turn to Mixed 104.1 listeners to get some objective advice.
So what are the pros and cons of the relationship?
So we've been dating for 5 years. We lived in the city together. We both went to college. And my boyfriend got his degree in business finance. And I had another year left of school. I was getting my master's degree.
Okay.
And this was all during the COVID lockdown quarantine.
Right.
And during that time, he was debating, like he was sort of reflecting on his life and decided that he did not want to pursue a career in business finance.
Oh, he went to school for it and then just gave it all up?
Yes, he graduated. He did a short internship in it, but he never had an actual job in business.
So what does he want to do?
So this is the part that's interesting. So he said to me he doesn't want to work in business. He's decided he doesn't want to go down that road. And instead, he wants to build guitars.
What? Build guitars?
Yes. Without even a skill set. He's never even built a guitar in his life. He loves to play the guitar.
So what made him do that drastic U-turn like that?
That's what I'm questioning. He just said that he loves the idea of building things with his hands. He loves the guitar. I think he thought the business world was going to be a little bit too, like, stuffy, and he's not sure he wanted to wear, you know, the suit and tie, high pressure, that kind of thing.
And how much money did he spend on schooling to get that degree to kind of just give it up?
A lot. It was a private university in Boston, and very expensive, and 4 years of that, and then just decided to give it up. And the part that frustrates me is that, you know, when we were in college, like, we had a plan. We wanted to live in the city, and then, you know, after, you know, get married and have a family eventually, and both have jobs kind of in the Boston area.
Right.
And, you know, his current job now is on the Cape, and my jobs need to be in Boston because I work in the hospitals.
Oh, I see. So there would be some commuting involved for you, or you'd have to live like a halfway point between Cape and Boston if you wanted to stay together.
Yeah.
Does he have any college debt?
Yeah, he has some college debt, and I just, like, this new position is a huge pay decrease too. I mean, like, a starting business job would be, I don't know, $60,000-$70,000, and then this is like probably like $30,000
that he's doing now.
Yes. So it is amazing. And it's not all about the money. It's also too, like, our plan has changed. It's just, it's not the person that was in the start of our relationship. It's changed.
So he unilaterally decides this and expects you to accept it.
Well, the thing that I feel like his side of it, he feels that I'm not supportive in his, like, ambitions now, and he's sort of feels like I'm bashing his, like, career choice, his newfound career choice.
Did he consult with you before he made this decision, or was it just like, listen, this is what I'm doing? Did you have any, I guess, say in his decision here?
No. And that's the part that I'm upset about. I feel like it's should be about compromise. It's a relationship, a two-way street. And I feel like he's like, I don't want to do business. This is what I'm doing. Yep. But I'm like, it's just that then my plans never change. You know, what my side of the bargain was always the same.
Right, yeah.
And he doesn't even have the necessary skill set for this newfound job.
He's starting from scratch.
And who's going to be supporting him while he's chasing his guitar-making dreams?
For $30,000 a year.
Exactly, exactly. Yep. Me.
Yeah, exactly. You.
So I want to know if I should stick it out with him. We've been together for 5 years, and I do love and care about him. I want to know if people think I should just support him and that he'll eventually make it, or if I should list him and not waste my time.
Wow. A lot there. Lots to unpack. So I will say this. If she's calling us, I think she already knows the answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think she'll be setting herself up for a lifetime of disappointment if she stays with him, because it's not her vision of the way she thought her life was going to be. And the thing that really didn't sit well with me is him not consulting with her when he made this decision, you know?
It's a big decision.
But with all that being said, there's a lot invested. There's 5 years in this relationship. So I'm going to say, love him, try it out, but on a short leash.
That's fair.
Real short leash.
Listen, you can change your mind, follow your dreams, or random new hobbies, what it seems. But don't be selfish. He's not compromising. He's creating a financial issue, living situation issue. I'm going to go with list him.
You know what? It is a tough call because I feel exactly what you guys are saying. But I feel like she's calling us to let her get off the hook and get on with her life. And
so we can give her the answer. She can end it tonight, right?
Oh, there's your validation.
I feel like she might want
to
list.
It's not up to us, though. It's up to our mixed listeners. At 931-1234, what do you say? Love them or list them? Call us now. All right. We leave it up to you, and we're going to start things with you. What's your take?
I say he should list her.
Wow. Tell us why.
Well, I feel like life is not black and white. She's clearly in love with a life plan that she had. If she really loved him, she would modify the plan to be with him and make it work.
So you say list her.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. You're next. What's your opinion?
List him. Up that he didn't bring her into the conversation to make the decision, and if he's going to keep degressive like that, that's just a backwards track. She's going to regret if she sticks with him, but I agree with you. Give a short leash, but then walk that mile a different direction.
Awesome. Thank you, dude.
All right, take care.
All right, you're next. Your opinion?
I'm flabbergasted. This woman is a you-know-what with a capital B.
Ooh, wow.
I'm sorry, but you know what? You get into a relationship and marriage, things change. My husband was out of work for 2 years because of COVID and then some surgeries. And yes, he was able to collect, but after a certain point, he couldn't. And I didn't kick him to the curb because he had no income. I just think she's completely wrong here.
And she should love him, is what you're saying.
If they're in it, they're in it.
Love him and support him. I mean, okay, yeah, things change, people change, but you know, you made a commitment, and you got to support that person. She needs a, you know what, slap right in the upside of her head.
All right, thank you. We appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, Mix. What do you say? What's your take?
I say list them because there are so many people in Boston that want to stay living in Boston. She can find somebody else.
All right, thank you. Hi, Mix. You're next.
I say, I just got married at 40 years old for the second time, and I found the love of my life. But I have invested in long-term relationships before that just didn't work out. And I think she should just, the sooner she lets him go, the sooner she'll be able to find what she's really looking for.
So you're saying don't waste your time, move on.
Right. You'll find the love of your life.
All right, thank you. Hi, Mix. What do you say?
I say, listen, life's too short. If she's not a hell yes, then gotta move on.
All right, thank you. You have the final say. Go ahead.
There is more to relationship than love and caring. There is trust and there is respect. And I think he's kind of lacking in both of those because he didn't even bother to ask her to compromise.
Yep.
So I say lift them.
And will you look who we have here? Hi, Mix.
Hi, this is Catherine.
Catherine. Hey, did you hear the...
I didn't get... I've been listening the whole time. I didn't get a call. It must have been the wrong number.
Oh. All right. That's okay. Catherine, you're here. Did you hear everybody's opinions?
Yes, I heard all the opinions. Thank you so much for the input.
And what did you think about those opinions?
I think the problem is that we went from having a clear and like stable future plan to this being a really risky new endeavor.
Right.
And he doesn't have, you know, experience or a skill set. So I just have to decide if I'm really willing to take, you know, that risk. And you know, he keeps saying he wants to be financially stable before we get engaged, but that could take several years. And honestly, we're not getting any younger.
That's exactly right. A lot of people said that. Don't waste your time. Move on. 65% of the mixed listeners said to list him.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Yeah, I listened to all of them, so thank you so much for your opinions.
All right. Well, we love you for listening. Hopefully that helped out. And, Catherine, you got to let us know how this plays out, okay?
You.
I will. I'll let you know. The one woman with the bitch with a capital B,
yeah.
I feel like she, I don't know if she didn't know I wasn't married. Like, I do feel like it's different, like, when she was married to that guy. And then
good point, yeah.
He lost his job and supporting your husband. I absolutely agree. But we're not, I don't have a ring yet. We're not engaged. And I wish he would more, you know, compromise with me like the last woman. I agree with her that, you know, that it does. It takes more than sometimes love in a relationship. And, you know, we have to be realistic and compromise and trust and good communication, respectful. So, I know, I feel like I'm leaning toward that.
Do us a favor. When you're single, call us and we'll put you on the radio announcing that that you're a single and free woman.
Okay.
Mix 104.1 Bachelorette.
Good luck, Cam.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, that is awesome. Mix 104.1 Bachelorette. Anyway, if you have a love them or list them, we can help. Like we helped Catherine there. So call us at 931-1234. What you got?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.